Its current state on WKAR, a major exhibition of Chinese art is opening at MSU's Broad Art Museum. And current state Scott Pohl is here with more on future returns, contemporary art from China. I've read so many times about this. Scott, tell us more about this.
You really should take it in when you have a moment, Mark. This exhibition includes works from 21 Chinese artists who work in a variety of media. Some of the pieces will strike you as classically Chinese, but others will challenge your perceptions of what art from China can be. I attended a preview at the Broad Art Museum this week to talk with one of the artists, a curator working for the Broad in China, and the museum's founding director, Michael Rush. Let's start there.
It's undeniable to me that the leading economic, political, social, with all its complexities, the leading country in our world right now, at least in terms of interest, is China. I think it's pretty undeniable. And the incredible story of the emergence of Chinese contemporary art, which only goes back to like the 1990s, but it has burst onto the international art scene in a way that really is unprecedented. Partly because we live much more now in an international world, but there's something very special about artists from this very, very complex country who are creating world-class work from their own insides and outsides, not having traveled to art fairs and biennials and all that stuff, but just from their own very, very vivid and extraordinary imaginations. So to have this combination of work, which I feel is both beautiful, challenging, but also socially important, is really the dream and the vision of the Broad Art Museum.
Was there any challenge or difficulty in getting Chinese artists to be part of a program like this? Were there international challenges involved here?
Yeah, that's a great and very important question. The fact is, no. And this is the funny thing about China, from my perspective, is that, yes, you do have, from our perspective, these repressive, very repressive things going on there, especially with artists. And on the other hand, you have this great desire on the part of the Chinese government to have the best of what's going on there known to the world. And we have a representative here, this very nice young woman from the Cultural Ministry in Beijing. And she's very excited about the show. And there's some really challenging work in here. I mean, work that when I saw it, I was shocked that it was actually allowed out of China. And I can tell you that every piece of artwork that goes out of China gets examined by some Chinese official. And it's either let go or not. So what I find so interesting is that it seems that there are some things that the Chinese powers that be care about, and there are other things that they don't care about. And some of the things that they don't care about seem to me to be quite politically shocking. So we're really glad that it's here. But there hasn't been. We have six artists here from China. We have press here from China. It's that, you know, I think it's just this real dichotomy that, you know, we are witnessing a country that is struggling with population, with economy, and with an extraordinary sense of ambition and excellence. And they're kind of, from my really perspective, and I'm no expert here, but they're caught in that dilemma of how do we really let the world know how great we are, but also how do we keep things under control? It's quite a challenge.
Michigan State University famously has an exploding Chinese student population.
Yes.
Is that part of the reason you wanted this show here,
Absolutely.
too, to reach out to the Chinese student population here?
Absolutely. The Chinese student population is the largest single group of foreign students that we have here, and it's very much in our vision for the museum to have exhibitions where students from other countries can see the work that's being produced in their own countries right here at Michigan State where they're going to school. So yes, this was a very, very big reason for why we wanted to present China, and why this is not just a one shot, this is not a one knockoff thing. We're establishing relationships with many different groups in China. Our curator, Wang Chunchen, our adjunct curator, is based in Beijing. This is just the beginning. It's a rather, from my perspective, a rather great and wonderful beginning, but it's just the beginning of our association with contemporary art in China. People often ask me, what is the most surprising thing you've discovered about Michigan State since you're here? And two things come to my mind, because I was not very aware of Michigan State when I came here, but the extraordinary, the true excellence of the intellectual and academic environment here, and secondly, the really genuine and long-standing global outreach of the university. And I've said, as soon as I've discovered that and felt it, and you really can feel it here from President Simon on down, that we wanted to be the cultural arm of this very, very genuine international outreach. I mean, Michigan State is involved in almost every country in the world, and we want to be that cultural link to all these countries in the world.
Shanghai-based artist Jin Yangping has a couple of pieces in this new exhibition. They're called Mirror of the City No. 1 and No. 2. We spoke with the help of translator Paul Wei. My first question for you has to do with whether you have exhibited your work in the United States in the past.
Yeah, so he's participated in exhibitions in New York.
Would you say that American audiences are receptive to contemporary art from China?
So he says that between us two cultures, when we come together, we can communicate ideas through art.
I have one last question, and that has to do with spending time meeting other artists from China at an exhibition like this, the extent to which perhaps they already knew each other, or if he's making new friends from amongst the other Chinese artists who are in this exhibition.
They have all heard of each other. They have not necessarily know each other. And they're here at the invitation of this exhibition's curator, Wang Chunchen. And so, and then he has brought together from all different areas of Chinese contemporary art, and so that gave people in America here a broad view of contemporary art in China, so you can see where it's going in all the different directions it's moving.
Dr. Wang Chunchen is head of the Department of Curatorial Research at the Art Museum of the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing and an adjunct curator for the Broad Art Museum. He chose the artists and the pieces that are included in future returns. Since you're based in China, you clearly have a greater familiarity with this group of artists that you've chosen here. How representative would you say this group of artists and the work that's on display here is of contemporary art in China?
The artists, you know, they from the 75 years old to the 30 years old. They are several generations. Also, the artists showed here use different medias, from the ink and wash painting to oil painting, sculpture, photography, video animation, digital animation, performance, and so on and so on. You can see Chinese art now uses quite various diversified medias to make artworks. The second is the topic they want to explore, to express, is quite diversified, multiple. From this show, you can see some people just about the super or natural universe landscape. Some people want to look for spirituality, that it is still in China or no. Some people look for the reality, what kind of social changes, economic changes, what kind of impact upon people. Some people just describe how art can be used to explain their future, like Miao Xiaochun used the Western sources images to describe his feeling. So it's quite different. So I like the American audience to get more experience, not only one kind of things. So this is a comprehensive, a small, brief aspect of Chinese contemporary art history.
You will continue to be based in China and will continue to work on bringing Chinese art to the Broad Art Museum, correct? Can you tell me about what the next few months or year or so will be to you in that regard?
Actually, because this is the first one, the comprehensive, so I make the long-term project. I said maybe the next time we can show the young artists, just for the young. Even I coined the title, it's called Too Young, Young Art, Young Mind. And maybe we can show, organize some exhibition just about the women art by Chinese women artists.
Future Returns, Contemporary Art from China, is at the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus through March 8, 2015. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.